Let's do something interesting today. Today, we're going to talk about stealth greenhouses, or greenhouses that nobody knows exist or are hidden. Now, why would somebody want a stealth greenhouse? Well, the main reason that I found out is that when you're growing tomatoes, and they're good tomatoes, everybody wants some.
I hear you're growing tomatoes. Can I get some?
People want your tomatoes, and they want it for free, and they want you to give them produce.
Little birdie told me you've got tomatoes.
The easiest way, without being a jerk and telling people no and that they got to pay for them, is to hide the greenhouse. So this video is going to be about stealth greenhouses and what you got to do and the three things you have to consider to hide or have a stealth greenhouse. As well, we're going to go over a multitude of ways that you can actually hide your greenhouse. And there's quite a few of them, and it's quite interesting. So let's get started. Simple Tech, that's the name of this channel. And we have piles of other videos on greenhouses and growing. You should check out if you are into growing stuff. So our archives are fantastic for all kinds of ideas that you can use for greenhouses. But better than that, you can subscribe and get notified by hitting the bell of when our new videos come, so you can be right on top of the latest info on greenhouses and growing. So if you like this kind of stuff, hit the like button. There are three main things to consider in all stealth greenhouses if you're going to be able to hide your tomatoes from people. The first one that you need to consider is light leakage.
Now,
are you growing tomatoes? I saw a yellow light at your house last night.
Now, if you have a greenhouse that's in a garage or a shed or an attic or somewhere that's relatively hidden, and you're using LED lights or some other type of sodium light or whatever type of light to help grow your tomatoes, there's going to be some light leakage unless you're absolutely diligent on making sure that no light gets out. And if people drive by and they see the color from grow lights, and it's not generally the same color as someone just reading a book, you're looking at some special greens and yellows that will leak out from your building, and people will know you're growing tomatoes, and they're going to start asking you questions about it, and you don't want to answer questions if you've got good tomatoes. So it's best to make sure that all light leakage is taken care of, and taken care of as best as possible, so that no one knows you're growing your tomatoes and can see that you're growing tomatoes, especially at night. The next issue you need to seriously consider when you're growing stealth tomatoes is smell. The people that like tomatoes can sniff them out, and it's unreal how good their sniffers are.
Hey man, I can smell tomatoes. What strain are they?
So if you're growing tomatoes and you have no way to control the smell, they're going to find you. So this is a major concern you need to concern yourself with, and one that is actually fairly easy to deal with, although not always super cheap. Carbon filters or other types of filters are pretty much the only option you have to deal with smell, to stop people coming by or anywhere that comes near your stealth greenhouse that can sniff it out and find out what's going on and find your tomatoes, which is the last thing you want, is someone finding your tomatoes. The third problem, if you're going to have a stealth greenhouse growing tomatoes, is power. What happens with a stealth greenhouse is it makes it a lot more difficult to use sunlight. So in most cases, you're going to be growing with LED or sodium lights or some other type of artificial light, and that light uses power. So if you have a stealth greenhouse that's more than just, you know, 20 square feet, like if you have a decent sized 1,000 square foot greenhouse or even 500 square foot greenhouse, it's going to use a lot of power. What that does is it sends a signal to the power company that you're using that power.
I'm from the power company. I'm looking at your 200 amp service here, And as I read your consumption numbers, it's clear to me that you have been growing tomatoes.
So you need to mask it if you want to hide your tomatoes from the power company employees that like good tomatoes. And they can notice this, and they actually sometimes have teams looking out for this kind of stuff. They get very interested in good tomatoes. So if you are growing, there are some options. You can use solar power. You can use off-time power, or you can use battery packs that charge over longer periods of time so the power company won't get tipped off that you're actually using artificial light to grow tomatoes. So now that we know the three main things that we have to concern ourselves with a stealth greenhouse, which is, of course, light leakage, smell leakage, and masking the power so that the power company doesn't get tipped off that you're growing tomatoes, I'm going to actually start to go over different places that you can have a stealth greenhouse. And the first one we're going to look at is an outside shed or garage. And this is actually fairly common for a lot of people with stealth greenhouses to grow into. Generally, this type of setup will use the power off of your home. What's really nice these days is the LED lights don't use the same kind of power as the old school artificial lights for growing. So it's much easier to mask your power. Light leakage is something that you have to be aware of in a shed. Sometimes it's not well insulated, and you got to find all the leaks so that no one sees any light coming out of your shed or garage. Otherwise, it's going to tip them off and they're going to want some of your tomatoes. The other one is smell, especially in an urban area. When people are walking by, they can smell it, and you're going to need some sort of filtration system because good tomatoes need fresh air. So you've got to bring in fresh air and exhale the used air to get better carbon dioxide. And obviously, you're going to probably want to use some sort of CO2 enhancing, but you still got to exchange the air so that the tomatoes have fresh air to breathe. And doing that in a shed or garage will require an air filtration system of some sort. Now, one of the better places, if you want to really be on top of your tomatoes, is a basement or an attic in the house that you're in. I mean, it's just a level down or it's just a level up, and there's your tomatoes. You've got access to them for yourself to have wonderful meals, and nobody can really see them there as long as you've taken care of the light filtration and the smell filtration. If it's in your house and you can find ways to mask the power, you might actually have something there as long as nobody's sniffing around your house and stumbles across your tomatoes. So using a basement or an attic to grow tomatoes or whatever else you want to grow in a stealth method, it's actually a fairly good idea and something you should look into. Now, if a basement or an attic doesn't give you enough space, the next step up is to use a warehouse or a barn. Now, the thing about a warehouse or barn is you're not using natural light. You're using artificial light with this type of a setup. So you're going to use a lot of power. So you're going to have some sort of excuse or idea to tell to the power company to mask the amount of use you're using, unless you want them sniffing around and begging you for free tomatoes and eating your products, which is, you know, the purpose of this video is to keep them away from eating your tomatoes. That being said, if you're going to go big, you need a lot of space. So a warehouse without windows or a barn without windows that doesn't have many people sniffing around, and you can lock the door and maybe, you know, have a way to get in so that no one from the outside can see what's going on inside, is how you go big and how you actually make some serious money growing tomatoes without having all the free moochers coming after you for free tomatoes. The next level is to go underground. Now, if you have the ability with maybe an excavator or a front-end loader to dig a large underground type grow area, maybe using a steel tunnel or a large culvert or something like that, and cover it up and have access to it where you can bring in fresh air that's filtrated so nobody's going to smell it, and you can bring power in, you don't really have to worry that much about light leaking because most of it's underground. It's just the door. You got to make sure that no one knows how you get into it. But an underground greenhouse is cool because it will have some temperature regulation from the ground itself. Now, depending on where you live in the ground temperature, it might be 12 degrees where it is. It might be 6 degrees. it might require a small boost, but not a large one. And the ground, when you start getting 10, 12, 15 feet down, is the same temperature year round. Plants like that. Plants like stability, especially tomatoes. Tomatoes like to have no surprises. So if they're growing at the same temperature year round under artificial light and nobody knows about it, you've got a great situation. Now, one of the problems with a stealth greenhouse is people sometimes find out where it is. And when they find out what's going on, they're going to start knocking on your door and they're going to start wanting free tomatoes. And you might get government regulators coming, checking out to make sure that if you're selling these tomatoes, they meet all the proper guidelines. And if this is something you're trying to avoid and stay under the radar, a mobile trailer is actually a good idea. I've done another video on shipping containers converted to greenhouses that if you were to do something like this and let instead of, say, a shipping container, you did it with a semi-truck reefer trailer, which a reefer is a refrigerated trailer, all you got to do is hook up a truck to it and away you go, and you can put it in a new location as soon as you get found out. So having a mobile trailer as a stealth greenhouse is not a bad idea, and it keeps you on the move. And one of the ways to stay secret is to keep moving. The last method for a stealth greenhouse that I'm going to discuss is as simple as we can get, is actually having your tomatoes out in a field somewhere that nobody really knows about and having a bit of a camouflage net over it. Now, there's all kinds of netting that we can get that will reduce the amount of sunlight, but not by much. You can get a 20% netting or 30% sunlight reduction, which will still allow your tomatoes to grow huge and grow large and get all the natural nutrients they need, as long as you don't have anyone coming by. Now, when it's outside, of course, smell is impossible to contain, and you're not going to have much of an issue with light because you're using natural light. The key is not to have anyone come across where you're growing the tomatoes, because they may not even ask you for your tomatoes if you're not around. They might just steal them. And that's the worst case scenario, is if you actually spend all the time and effort to have a stealth greenhouse and someone finds it and steals all your tomatoes, this is not something we want to happen. So camouflage and using netting that's reduced in the amount of light that it has is a good option for a stealth outside growing situation. That's it. I hope you enjoyed my video today, and I hope you come back for the next one. Have a great day.